Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I'm just waiting for more sunshine and some of this rain to go away.
Well, the good news is we're heading in the right direction. It's not like fall where we know it's going to get colder from this point. We know it's going to get warmer from this point.
It's just beautiful out there. It really is.
The trees just look gorgeous. They're blooming all over the place. It's amazing.
They're wonderful. I wish my office was upstairs where I could
You can do that. You can move your office at any time you'd like.
I should do that.
You can. This is American, by golly. If you'd like to haul those filing cabinets up the stairs, you can find some strapping young man to help you out with that.
Now, I should do that.
There
absolutely.
You go. Now, meeting last night or no?
Well, the answer to that was we had no county council meeting, but I tried to follow along with the county plan commission meeting because they were supposed to, according to the schedule, be looking at approving or not approving the allocation area extension resolution for that TIF, that Richland TIF. I went online to see if it was a part of their agenda, and it wasn't on there on the county's website.
Marty, the county's website is practically worthless, but
well,
that's my
I'm
own
just
personal
saying,
opinion.
If you really wanted to follow along with what's going on with that huge TIF over there.
We'd like to, yes, we would.
Then, you know, you'd like to know, is it or is it not going to be a part of the agenda? Well, I had to work late, so by the time I turned it on, it might have already been heard. I couldn't see where it was on the agenda because it wasn't on there. But if it wasn't heard, then what happens to this whole scenario where everything has got to fall in place or it doesn't happen? Well, there's a lot of us over there on the west side hoping that won't get extended anyway. But I'm sure they probably just got up and did it in about 5 minutes and it was all done and over with.
Not a big problem for the rest of them. They think that it's just there's the endless barrels of money everywhere. So
well, I would just like to say that from what the article was in the newspaper having to do with oversight of TIFs and so forth, I'm certainly not saying we have any kind of financial irregularities at the county level, but I would say that if you really want to see what's going on, have the television cameras rolling. That's what we do in the county. Every one of our redevelopment commission meetings, they are televised. The public can see what's going on and follow along at the city level where it's millions and millions and millions of dollars being spent, and Cats TV is not there. I'm telling you, they would be there if they would be allowed to be there. But it's the same kind of situation with our county commissioners' meetings. They don't want that television camera rolling. They want to have their little Tuesday meetings in this small little conference room that you could not begin to have a lot of public in there. And they're not recording it. Their TV sets are not, the cameras are not rolling, and that's just wrong. And I know that Cats TV would be willing to cover those things. Those are hugely important.
It is so much money, and the people deserve to know what's being done with it, Marty.
Right.
You are
and
completely
very,
correct about this.
The very fact that it's not being covered makes it, people then begin to wonder what is really going on if they don't want it covered.
Well, so, and we certainly don't get much coverage in the paper about these things.
Are these minutes available anywhere if somebody wants to go find them?
Oh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, if you can find regular minutes of these meetings, and I'm speaking of the county commissioners' meetings, which is not covered by Cats TV, there's not regular minutes taken of that like there is.
Can I ask a dumb question? Because this is where I excel. Why not?
And I'm just saying maybe someone is taking like little bullet points of little ideas.
So they are not
whatever.
Required by law to keep minutes of their meetings.
Well, the auditor's office is required to do that.
So if I call the auditor's office and say, hey, look, I'd like the minutes for the last three or four meetings, they'd have those for me?
Well, that would be interesting. I'd really love that, to see what the minutes would say.
So there are
commissioners. Now I'm talking the county commissioners' minutes. Their Tuesday work sessions. What the last agenda that they had? It was like, okay, they had one person, and instead of saying what they were going to talk about, it just said miscellaneous. You had no idea what they were going to be talking about. And then there was another one also said miscellaneous. So in other words, not only, unless you want to try to crowd in this one little room and try to take minutes yourself of what was being said, you would not know. Now, but bringing that back to the City Redevelopment Commission, where they are spending millions of dollars, they may have some kind of written minutes there. I do not know, but I do know that the cameras aren't rolling, and they need to be. We got that changed at this county level, and those meetings are covered, and people have more interest in it. And they ought to have more interest because it's our local taxes. This is not free money, folks. This is our local taxes.
Well, and what they're doing, at least at the city level, is they're combining all of these TIFs so that they have a big chunk of money so that they can throw them at big projects, which, you know, if you look at what the definition of a TIF was supposed to be, that wasn't supposed to be what was happening with them. What was supposed to be happening with them is that they were supposed to support the infrastructure of a specific area that they were developed for. And, you know, they're changing them into completely different animals, as far as I can tell.
I would like to know, did the state approve the city to combine all of those TIFs and to spend the dollars in a completely different area? And the reason why that should be very important to the people in Richland Township is, remember that the city came out and annexed a part of Richland Township. So they are receiving...
You know, what's really weird, I mean, I've seen a couple of maps printed recently. One was in the IDS. They didn't show all these gaps that are county... There's county islands all over the place in different districts in the city. And, you know, you ask, why haven't those areas been annexed? Yet they'll come out to Richland and grab up some land over there. And
well, let's be real clear here. I know we're running out of time. That TIF area that they annexed, that is Richland, they then are capturing a part of our school tax, the Richland Bean Blossom School District tax.
That's right.
Because that's a part of the total tax rate. And since they extended it, I asked the question of our county legal department, does that mean that if the county would release this assessed value back to the taxing units and give some tax relief to the people in the Richland Bean Blossom School District, what then happens? Does that just mean the city will get it because already got it in place? And the answer was, I don't know, I'll check it out. And how many days later, I have not heard the answer. So,
but if they've annexed it by the city will get the property taxes, Marty.
I understand that they would get the increment, but at what point did they get, when they came in and annexed, did they get a new baseline? And this is like way too much for us to talk about on radio.
Right.
There's way too much to go into here. I will say that I am grateful that Richland Bean Blossom School District's representative showed up to make certain that the County Redevelopment Commission understands they do not want this TIF extended. It's going to be going on for another 10 years anyway. The message was clear. Get whatever projects that you need to have done, get it done within the next 10 years and do as what was promised and what it was supposed to do. Then turn back over that assessed value back over to the citizens and to the taxing units, because that's the only fair thing to do. You know, our tax rate, it's not twice as much as the city, as the Monroe County Community Schools, but it is hugely, ours is 1.0341, and the Monroe County School District is like 0.69 or something that. So it's a huge, and that includes the referendum, which is not captured by the TIF districts, and the school district gets it. But what do we have sitting there on our redevelopment commission? We have people such as, well, look at the makeup. They're not people representing our school district who have a vote on this. We have a member of our school district who could sit there, but they have no vote. So if you have no vote, you get to the point where what's the point in going? So we need to have changes made at that. Okay, but when we're talking about changes at the state level, remember we did discuss and had been discussing whether or not they would put in place a special income tax that would come back and all of it go, it would be an income tax throughout the county, and it would come back and go all to the city for the transportation to be voted on by the city.
And that could turn down, didn't it?
I wanted to remind people that I believe that is not going to be stuck in any other bill or anything else at this point, which sometimes that's what happens. And so it's a learning lesson, I think, for everyone who wants to get something passed at the state level to make sure that it's fair and it's equitable and that they have a buy-in of the different people in the county. Because to say we're going to tax the people in Unionville and Smithville and Steinsville and Ellisville and send it all into the city to vote on how the money should be spent, I don't see
they
how anyone
like doing
ever
that.
Thought that was going to fly.
Our guest
they
this
like
morning
like
is County
that.
Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She joins us every Wednesday morning. Marty, the hospital announcement with Bloomington Hospital, the city, and Indiana University came out late last week. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think I was pretty much shocked. I'm happy for them if it worked out well for them. I am concerned, and I know that they will have to work around this and figure out how they're going to do it. If you're in an ambulance and you're trying to get to the hospital and it's game day.
Well, everybody's in the game. That's fine. It's before the game or after the game.
Well, I said it's game day. I didn't say the game had taken place.
Well, we're just lucky the bypass now has four or five lanes instead of two lanes like it did forever.
Right, and I'm sure they'll work all of that out. I'm very curious as to see what will happen then in that north side or North Park area, what some people call Criterville, and I'm sure that they have to be at least somewhat disappointed that the hospital is not going there.
The redevelopment of the new hospital, that's fine. That's going to happen because that's here in quote-unquote the city limits. But the 87 acres, 85 acres out at North Park, does that create a new opportunity, obviously? And who's going to have a say in all of that?
Right, and that is all county zoning there. And I would certainly say the hospital's going to have them. They own the property.
Sure.
They will continue to own the property.
Unless they sell it.
I think they will continue to be the ones who own it, and they'll have the choice as to whether or not they want to sell it.
Now, does that help the county because of the way the hospital falls under the taxing angles? If that doesn't become a hospital, does that land being freed up, would that possibly put more property tax into the coffers?
Well, okay, it's a.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
It's a balancing act because if the hospital would have went to that spot, there wouldn't have been taxes generated, having to do with property tax there because of being a nonprofit. However, all of the other ancillary offices that would pop up around there, the other doctor offices, etc., they would be having property tax. That would have all gone into that TIF, and then the TIF could have, that particular portion of the TIF could have then become healthy. Right now, that developer is paying a lot of that overhead because that was a promise that was made in that particular portion of that TIF. So I know that has to be a huge challenge for everyone, but that area will be developed. I see.
Well, that's a ton of land, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That's a ton of land, isn't it?
It is a lot of land and a lot of infrastructure that has already been put in
place. Already been put in place.
And
okay.
Ready to go.
So does that help?
Why did they wait until the very last minute? Why is it we're always doing this? To determine, well, we don't have any way to get people there. I mean, it's Bloomington Transit. Can I get there? Well, that wasn't anything new.
That was on the books, right?
Couldn't get there before. So it's just a shame that all that wasn't worked out. But we don't even know why exactly the hospital decided the better place to be would be there with IU. But it appears to me it's so that they can do, it can be a combination with both groups working well together with the students, et cetera.
And that's so, the impression I get from
right,
this story.
I think it's
the,
going to be a very, yeah. very successful
partnership.
It will be wonderful. It will be wonderful for the students. It will be wonderful for the community. And not only that, all of that ground, as far as tax revenue, all of that ground that they're building on already belongs to IU. So if they don't pay taxes.
Yeah, different rules and regulations, different
and
zoning, different
the,
everything, right?
Yes, and if all of the buildings that are built around it still belongs to IU, will that continue to be tax exempt? Those were questions that I heard asked. I don't know what the answers are to that. But what I wanted to make sure before we hang up.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
If people understand that the county council will be discussing this Richland TIF, whether or not to extend it for another. Now I'm hearing, and one article said 20 years. So, I mean, when are they saying, when will it ever be over?
Never.
And
well, that's the thing. So, they don't want to let them go, do they?
The numbers that were presented at the Redevelopment Commission were wrong. They did not include that $14 million worth of personal property. They included additional levies for the bridge fund, which that's inside the personal levy. So those numbers were not correct, and yet it was printed in the paper as though it was. So
we'll what does that
right
mean?
Numbers.
You have to go back and redo those numbers?
Oh, yeah. The numbers that were presented, they weren't correct. And people were, we were all trying to work on it clear to the last, but we couldn't get the numbers out of the auditor's office because the gal in the auditor's office who entered all those numbers that went up to the state was on vacation.
And so, was the only person on the planet who knew the right numbers, I guess.
The planet Monroe County, that
oh
is.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the sad part about it is that they waited. The Redevelopment Commission waited, and I should say maybe their advisors waited, until it was really so late that if everything doesn't happen exactly on the dime, it doesn't work. So everything that's going to happen, people will say, you just got to vote on this and just pass it on. We'll have to figure all this out later because we're out of time. We should not be making these kind of huge decisions with this kind of deadline. We should not. We should have started early enough that people had an opportunity to get the numbers right, present it to the public, have them be able to review it, understand it as best they can, so that they can come to speak to it. It makes a big difference, not just for Richland Township, but Dean Blossom Township as well, because our capital projects fund, which helps maintain all of our older buildings, could be receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars more without any tax increase, because those dollars are now going into the TIF. So the bottom line is, does the county want to hang on to that money for the county's capital projects, or do they want to return it to the school for their capital projects? Because it's only going to get paid once. So the bottom line is, who's going to get the money? I think it's only fair for someone to care about what are the school systems here.
Well, I guess they're just looking at it that Richland Bean Blossom can do a referendum like MCCSC did.
Well, that's exactly what was mentioned at the meeting. Well, guess
I'm
what? We
not
are
surprised.
Already paying so much more.
Yeah, twice as much.
Well, it's not quite twice
well, it's
as
almost,
much.
Right.
But
it is
it's
almost
a huge,
twice as
huge
much.
Amount. So, and that is because the bigger percentage of our total assessed value is being captured in the Richland TIF. And it affects not just
how is it that they don't care that that's happening? I mean, you know, it's supposed to be redevelopment dollars. We're supposed to be talking about, you know, improving things for the community, and yet they don't see the correlation with what you're talking about?
Well, I'm not saying they don't. I think when they started getting this information, because when it was first presented to them a few weeks ago, one of the members said, oh, you mean this would reduce someone's taxes? I don't think that anyone has ever taken the time to explain to them how you know, how they
how
arrive,
could you be part
how the
of
money
that
goes
board?
Into there. But if 62% of every dollar that goes into those Richland TIF areas is tied to our school, it's tied to the school tax rate, because 1.0341 is the school tax rate, and the total rate for everything, including the county and everything, is 1.679. So it's 62%. We have every right, those of us who care about Richland Dean Boston School District, we have every right to get a fair hearing and to expect at least the county council, and I think they'll have more people listening carefully at the county council level, to say, you know, we need to just understand 10 more years is enough. Let's get our work done in 10 years, and let's get this back to the school then.
When are you going to call us with any good news?
I beg your pardon?
When are you going to call us with any good news?
Oh, well, as soon as we say, as soon as the county council says, we appreciate what's going on in the TIF, and
sure.
we believe we can get this work done in the next 10 years,
well,
and we are not going to extend this.
All right. Sounds good. Well, call us back.
That would be my bit of good news. I think that it would be.
Call us back in 500 Wednesdays. That's when that will happen.
Oh, I really think we may see a difference.
A
I think we might.
Well,
good luck on this, Marty.
Great. Thank you.